We're in the hands of the Lord. We're in the hands of the Lord. Every day, every hour, every moment, every second. When I got there, it was all over. The massive fire engines still breathing heavily, flashing their blue light onto the walls of the buildings. The police writing down details for their report. Yeah, the couple had gone to sleep by candlelight. He awoke, sensing the flames, the smoke. He woke his wife. They staggered out of the smoke-filled room, ran to the kitchen and fetched vain buckets of water, and rushed out. Fire! Fire! Shouts, screaming, pandemonium, panic, until a cool-headed neighbour rushed up the stairs, fire extinguisher in hand, and saved the day, and saved their lives too. Next morning, the place still stank of burnt furniture. I looked at the disfigured, distorted shapes, remnants of a bed, a table, a lamp, whatever. And I think to myself, how finely tuned chance appears to be, and how little separates what happened from the tragedy that could have happened. If I was a religious man, there's just one thing that I'd say. We're in the hands of the Lord. We're in the hands of the Lord. We're in the hands of the Lord. Every day, every hour, in the hands of the Lord. Every day, every hour, every moment, every second, every moment, we're in the hands of the Lord. We're in the hands of the Lord.